Good morning. I have got to schedule my annual eye exam. I don't know why I'm putting this off. Every year I get my eye exam. I wear glasses, many of us do, and it's a regular thing. I have my annual appointment scheduled with my other doctors. The older you get, the more doctors it seems you have to see. And I've got those. They're all scheduled. Well, you're at the doctor, you schedule the next year. Some reason with the eye doctor, that doesn't happen. And they usually give me notification, you're due for your eye exam. And, oh, yeah. And I'll have to do that. And then you get a thing, you know, you're late for your eye exam. And I'll drive over here in the morning saying to myself, okay, today I'm going to make that appointment, Then I get home at the end of the night and I go, oh, man, you know, I forgot. So I've got to make this appointment. And I want to ask you to do me a favor. Next Sunday, when you're leaving and we're in the narthex, please ask me, did you make that appointment? I need to be accountable for that and get this done. For those of us who wear glasses, it's a very common thing to go and get your eye examination. Sometimes, I may realize as that time comes that it is time. I wear progressive lenses, so I need them for distance and for reading. And sometimes you get to that point where you're kind of like, you're not, is it as clear as it was when I first got these glasses? And you begin sort of, maybe if I look through the bottom, it'll help me see what I need to see on the top, or vice versa. You start playing around with these lenses. And so you go, and you go to get adjusted. To develop, move forward in your ability to focus and see what's there. And so you usually sit in the chair, and I don't know if you know the comedian Brian Regan, one of my favorite comedians. He has a whole routine on this. I'm kind of stealing some of his material. But you sit in that chair, and you look through this big thing that's there, and they start dropping in different kinds of things to see if this is helping you see better. They do one eye at a time. And the first thing dropped in is number one, number two. Which is better, number one, number two? Well, they both look the same. It's the most stressful moment of the exam. I don't see a difference. Which one's better? Let's do it again. Number one, number two. Okay, do number two again. Number two. Okay, how about number one? No, do two. Two. Is that one? Is that two? Okay, two. And because I'm kind of like saying, I'm making a commitment here. You know, this is going to be something I'm going to wear as I leave here. I want to make sure I'm right about this. And then they do the other eye. And then they eventually drop these things in, and they go, this is your new prescription. And you're like, whoa, you know, I can see very clearly on the wall and realize I needed that kind of development in my lenses. And then they give you something to read for me, because I have both. You look at it and go, this is overdue. Yeah, this is overdue. And you get the new lenses. And, you know, you sit there with these lenses, and all of a sudden, you sort of want to just, can I just take this in, you know? And they go, well, you can go outside, get frames, or get new frames, or use your old frames to get these lenses put in so you can go home and begin to see better. Folks who have cataracts tell me, I've never had this, but folks who've had cataracts say that when they go to have a procedure to remove the cataracts, so often it's like this, whoa. When the cataracts are removed, they say that some say they see colors more clearly, things seem brighter, and they say, I can't realize that I wasn't seeing this. These cataracts kind of crept up on me, and now I realize how they were limiting me in what I could see. This is another example of eye things, being able to see. So next Sunday, challenge me. This day, this transfiguration feast, to me, is about seeing. It's about vision. It's about lenses. Peter, James, and John are invited up to this mountaintop with Jesus. Now, they've seen Jesus, they know Jesus, they've walked with Jesus, they are followers of Jesus. But on this mountaintop, what this story of the Transfiguration says is they saw Jesus in a whole new way. Their lenses were changed. The cataracts were removed. They were just, whoa. This story of the Transfiguration, which is in a few of the Gospels, it is said that it is a story about Jesus revealing to his followers the fullness of who he is prior to the resurrection. It's almost like a peek into what resurrected life looks like. And they are in awe of this. And they want to stay there. They want to continue to see this through the lens they've been given, through the vision they've been given, the light they've been given. But they're told, no, we need to come down the mountain. And with this lens, with what you've seen, see the world like that. Bring that into this world. It's like being in the doctor's office. I just want to sit here with these new lenses. You know, you got to go home now and see the world you live in new ways, in new possible ways. You can probably figure out I'm not really here to talk about glasses. But we have lenses. Whether you wear glasses or not, we all have lenses through which we see this world around us. And some of our lenses have been developed over years. We have a lens, and we feel that it serves us well. It's the way I see things. It's the way I'm going to continue to see things. It's working just fine. What the Feast of the Transfiguration, I think, is saying to us is, we need to keep focusing and getting a better view, a better, clearer way of seeing what is before us in our lives. And we start, as we do in the doctor's office of an eye exam, you start from where you are. And you see that this lens can be developed. This lens can be strengthened. This way of seeing can change into a deeper way. To perhaps see as Jesus is calling us to see through the feast, through this Feast of the Transfiguration. We are a people with lenses. And we come here as a community with different lenses, perhaps different ways of seeing. But together we need to invite ourselves and challenge ourselves to develop that vision, to develop our lenses, to see things in possibly new ways. That perhaps is our call. That was the call of Peter, James, and John. Take this message to this world that they lived in. We're called to be that, to take this new lens, new vision, new way of seeing. We live in a world, we live in a time that has a very particular lens. It's a lens of division. It's a lens of hatred, despising people, pushing people to the edges, pushing people beyond. But we don't live in that lens. That's not the lens that Jesus gave us. Jesus gave us a lens to see the beauty of creation, the unity of all of us. All of us are beloved by God. All of us are cared for. This is a blessed creation. And that's the vision. That's the dream that we're called to live into. And so as we gather on this Feast of the Transfiguration, perhaps let this be our mountaintop place, this place where we come to be fed, to be nourished, to be reminded of the wonder of who this Jesus is, to be reminded of that vision, and to let our lens develop a bit, to not feel we need to be locked into the way we see, but to realize I can see more. I know I can. I know I can. I know I can see things in new and possible ways through this gathered community of faith. We're invited into that dream, into that vision. Let's be that people. Let's develop our lenses, not just these, but the lenses that are here, the way we see and how we engage in this world. As we go forth from this place today and enter through those doors to the church dispersed, may we bring new lenses. May we bring the light of Christ. May we bring the dream and the vision of who God is in a world that so needs this now. Needs it now. So, next Sunday, remind me and ask me, did George make that appointment for your eye exam, to see if your lenses need to change? Call me out on that. But I may also say to you, how are your lenses doing? How are your lenses doing with the way we see this world? We are a people, a community of faith. We need each other. We love each other. We care for each other. And we need to bring that into our world, that lens, that dream, that vision. See you next Sunday.